In this bulletin, Prime Minister Scott Morrison facing pressure from within the coalition to pay volunteer firefighters. A Melbourne academic jailed in Iran goes on a hunger strike. And Steve Smith's pursuit of a fifth straight Boxing Day Test century ends. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is facing pressure from within the coalition to pay volunteer firefighters. Veterans Affairs Minister Darren Chester has questioned the sustainability of unpaid brigades working for months on end. The Victorian Nationals MP says there's strong support among his constituents to pay volunteers who are working for extended periods. Scott Morrison announced Commonwealth Public Service volunteers will get at least 4 weeks paid leave to fight bushfires under a federal plan to get more of what he calls boots on the ground. But the Labor leader, Anthony Albanese, says more needs to be done.
It's time for a bit of common sense here. There's a range of measures could be done. There's consideration of tax arrangements. There's consideration of one-off payments. Leave arrangements could be made.
The federal government has deployed additional Australian Defence Force resources to support authorities in fire-hit New South Wales. Specialist defence personnel are being sent to advise the New South Wales fire incident controllers at each of the 14 control centres around the state. Defence Minister Linda Reynolds says the ADF has a history of helping out in environmental crises.
Well, the Australian Defence Force has for many, many decades supported the Australian community when they have these catastrophic natural disasters. So we have a wide range of support we can provide, engineering support, logistics, doing evacuations, providing meals a day for firefighters, accommodation, doing fire breaks.
Environment Minister Susan Lee says up to 30% of koalas on the New South Wales mid-north coast may have been killed in the country's ongoing bushfire crisis. The unprecedented bushfire season has seen some 3.4 million hectares of land burnt in New South Wales alone. The mid-north coast is home to a significant number of Australia's koalas, with an estimated population of between 15,000 and 28,000. Ms. Lee says she's directed scientists to work out how to best rebuild corridors of habitat and reintroduce injured koalas back into the bush. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne has called for an Australian academic detained in an Iranian jail to be treated fairly and humanely. Melbourne University lecturer Kylie Gilbert-Moore has gone on a hunger strike. She's written a letter dated on Christmas Eve saying that she's refusing food and water. In a statement, Senator Payne says the federal government is working hard to secure the release of Dr. Gilbert Moore, who has been detained since October 2018. Nine-time line honours winner Wild Oats 11 has dropped off the pace in the Sydney to Hobart, with Hong Kong's SHK Scallywag leading the fleet. The five Super Maxis and the rest of the fleet all slowed down through the night as they dealt with weakening winds in a crucial transition period. And in cricket, Steve Smith's pursuit of a fifth straight Boxing Day Test century has ended. Smith was removed by a one-handed catch midway through this morning's session, falling on 85 runs. And in football, Liverpool has extended its lead atop the English Premier League to 13 points after a 4-0 win over second-placed Leicester City. Roberto Firmino scored twice, while James Milner and Trent Alexander-Arnold scored one each. Liverpool's buffer on top of the league could be cut tomorrow when third-placed Manchester City play Wolverhampton. Well, now the weather for Saturday. Perth, sunny and 28 degrees. Adelaide, also sunny, 38. Melbourne, partly cloudy and 34. Hobart, hot and wind easing, 31. Canberra, hot with a morning smoke haze, 37. Wollongong, sunny and 28. Sydney, sunny and 29. Newcastle, much the same, 32. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 29. Cairns, showers and 31. And Darwin, a shower or two, a possible storm and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Dyatt, and this is SBS News.